Hey guys, this is a little bit different of an episode today because I want to start mixing some stuff up, a little bit more personal stories along with some business suggestions. So today we're going to talk about Happy Hour Friday. And if you guys follow me on Instagram, you know that Happy Hour Friday is something like a recurring piece of content that I share every single week. And it just shares some ideas of, you know, what to celebrate the end of the week for. And I want you guys to understand like why the end of the week is so awesome for me is because it's a break in our routine. I don't love Fridays because it means I have to like not go back to work. I work all the time. I love working. I love what I do. But it's definitely something where I have a little bit more freedom. I have more time and space to work and create the things I want to create because I'm not attached to this schedule of taking my kids to school, doing the runaround, having them be picked up, going to sports. It's just a kind of relaxed atmosphere to where I feel more creative and have more space to create. So luckily, lately, I've been able, as my kids are older, I've been able to take more time for the projects that I want to do. And this last weekend was one of those days that was really, really amazing because I got to have my mastermind group come into town. So I've talked about Jana of Twiggy Post before, Danny Fountain. Us three have a company together. It's Styled Marketing Course, LLC, and we create courses together. So along with Danny's VA, Caitlin Allen, we all met up in Arizona last weekend at Thrive Coworking, my office space that I work out of. And it was just so fun. It was going to be an awesome day where we could all just focus, work, take photos of each other, and just really connect and give each other suggestions for our business. So we met up with Carrie of Core Marketing and also Cindy Macca, who I love. And so we just kind of spent the day having, you know, brunch, having drinks, having some olives and cheese and some bread and really just laughing and listening to Danny's speech that she was going to be giving at Google. She works for Google. So we heard her speech, which was amazing. We talked about other people's, you know, businesses, some solutions we could come up with for, you know, Caitlin. And me and Jana had a long conversation, which led her to connect with one of my clients. And so it was really just an awesome, productive weekend. And we did get a lot of really beautiful photos out of it that you can see on my Instagram and in my stories. And in it, I make an awesome cocktail that I found, and I want to start sharing more of these every Friday, my own personal cocktails that I create, because I just feel like when we come together and we just make food for the people we love and have drinks and make it special and make it nice and make everyone feel like they matter a lot to me and I've spent time creating things for them, I feel like it just creates an amazing atmosphere. So the drink that we had, it was a basil lemon drop. It was a small bottle of Sky vodka. You can use any vodka. I don't really use vodka very often. Not my drink of choice, but I got it and it worked perfectly in this recipe. So a small bottle of Sky vodka that I got at Fry's, probably like almost all of a Simply Lemonade. So Simply Orange is the brand that I love of orange juice, but they have a lemonade and it's really good. It's close to homemade, close to freshly squeezed. So I absolutely recommend that. And then we mixed in some basil leaves and we mixed in some fresh lemon slices. So it's a very, very simple cocktail to put together and it's perfect for the warmer months. Summer is coming up here in Arizona. This is like the end of the nice season. So I absolutely recommend making a batch of this for either a brunch or dinner on the patio, anything that's going to get you outside and give you a little bit of freshness, but a little bit of a different flavor from the basil. So recommend trying that out this weekend, and I can't wait to bring you guys more recipes for Happy Hour Friday.